Okay. Hey, welcome everyone to the Wicked Anime Podcast, where we talk about anime and Japan and stuff. And I am just one of the few people here. I'm Dylan. And with me is the Ebola virus himself, John.
I'm sick.
He's sick. He's probably going to be making weird noises throughout this. But he
like speaking.
Yeah. And also with us is his brother, Andrew.
Hello.
And once again, the Uncommon Rider.
I'm punching the air.
Sean.
Pension.
Glitch is not here tonight. He cannot join us. He is in South Carolina.
Or yeah. Something.
Slacker.
Yeah, so. I'm from North Carolina, so.
So yes, for no seat is Sean.
Okay. I'm with Jonathan.
All right, cool. I think it's about time we ring the news bell.
News!
It's impossible to take it seriously.
I wasn't aware that we had to.
What do we got, John, for the news?
All right, let's start in media, guys. First off, in the past couple weeks, Rurouni Kenshin film, the live-action movie that came out, it opened up in first place in the box office, sold over 1 million tickets. And because of that, it now has, it's now been licensed to 60 countries worldwide.
Are we one of them?
Yes, we are.
Europe.
America is getting...
Yeah, I hope it actually comes to a theater near here.
Yeah, that would be actually really something.
Like something other than the Enzian?
For those of you that don't know, the Enzian is an art house theater here. They play fun movies.
Yeah.
They have expensive beer. Just pertinent. Just throw that out there.
Art house films.
Yeah, I know, right? Stupid hipsters.
Well, some art house films are good, but they're not like indie film good. Like,
do they have like a booth that just gives out iPhones?
No, you can't get in unless you have one.
Oh, that's what it is.
I had to tell them that I had one in this pouch, but like I got in, they're like, "That's totally an Android. You need to get out."
You have to be sitting outside the theater for at least 4 days before you can get into the movie that you're waiting.
Because you had to see it before everybody else.
The booth that you're thinking of actually just sells hipster glasses.
Okay. No, that's true.
No. What's I want to live in that world, though.
Save that for later, Sean.
Go ahead.
Sorry. All right. This was actually, I found this pretty interesting. The storyboard artist, Jeffrey Errico, he works for Warner Brothers. He's a storyboard artist for Warner Brothers. And just recently, because this film is undecided on whether or not it's actually going to happen, he posted online some storyboards that he drew for the Akira movie, the live-action one that didn't come out.
Yeah.
And I took a look through them.
Oh, you did?
And yeah, the ones that they had. There were a couple different scenes that they had, and they didn't look too bad.
Was it still New York?
Well, it's because it was on paper.
Yeah, I know. It was on paper and there was no dialogue or anything.
I mean, it's artwork. The guy wouldn't get work unless he was decent, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, you could see the filmography that they were going to go for and the storyboards and everything like that. And I dug it. Cause
I bet he was right at drawing out the storyboards.
Because the opening scene...
All bitter. This is stupid.
Well, the opening scene that they showed was Kaneda on a motorcycle just riding.
So it would have been like... Ryan, or like some other American name.
Canada.
And,
no, we can't have a Canadian.
No, his name's Canada. He's not from Canada.
Crazy.
That is what they called him in the 80s version. In the 80s dub.
Well, no, it was Canada.
Oh.
I thought it was Canada, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because as a child of the 80s, I'm aware of those things.
Yes.
He must have had help.
But the opening... The opening scene, it was Kaneda on a motorcycle just driving down a highway, and he goes through a street sign that says road ends, and he gets to the end of the thing, and there's a giant crater in the earth, and then the scene pans up, and the Akira title appears over, and that's all it was. But I thought it was cool. I thought the filmography, like, it would have had a really cool
impact. Yeah, because no one would have spoken at that point.
Yeah, and then it's all downhill from there.
Yeah.
They probably got Keanu Reeves to play him.
No. What's wrong with Keanu Reeves?
I'm making... Well, no, I mean, like, I think he's great for certain roles, but, like, Kaneda's not... He always wants to get those roles for some reason.
It was supposed to be Leo. Leonardo DiCaprio.
I thought the one guy from High School Musical was up for the role.
Zac Efron?
Yeah, I heard that.
He's actually whoa. Before you knock on Zac Efron, he's actually a really talented actor.
Well,
no, it's just...
Sean has a crush.
I'm just going to hit you.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying, like, he's done other stuff, and he's actually got talent. He's been
like
labeled.
That movie with Miley Cyrus.
I wouldn't know. I haven't seen it.
I don't know. I'd have to see him.
I just know he was in one.
Another. Yeah. I'd have to see him in another genre film that I would be interested in.
He's trying
to see
how
those.
Well, he's done genre dramas.
I know, that's what I'm saying. As I don't really want to see him in a drama. I'd give it a shot if he was in like a sci-fi movie.
He's
or
done
like
comedy
a,
too, but it was with Matthew Perry.
I wasn't gonna watch that either.
I haven't seen it yet.
17.
He played Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
Like, which doesn't make any sense because we all saw Matthew Perry in Friends, and that's like a few years.
Well, you saw Matthew Perry in Friends. Friends is terrible, man.
How can you say that?
Anyways. From Zac Efron to whatever the next news item is.
Yeah. Discotech Media, a publishing company, or a distributor, rather, here local in Florida, they announced earlier this year that they got the license for the live-action series Retro Game Master, which was played on Kotaku for a while. They played a couple episodes for a
season. They're really funny. Basically,
it was fun.
Yeah, a guy just plays really old, weird... retro games, and it's really funny because they're really brutal.
And he's, like, seriously in, like, a rented office building for, like, 10 hours.
Yeah, it's
just playing
the game. I think some of them are longer than 10 hours.
Well, no, because it was that one episode he had to get off of work on his day job so that he could go for a second day play.
It's just something so super entertaining about it, though. I mean,
guy
literally does nothing, and it's so funny.
Yeah. It was awesome.
So is the guy just, like, frustrated at playing the game? Or,
He actually legitimately enjoys playing the games.
He's bad at it, though.
He never, like, yells at the game, like, rage quitting. He's just like, what? What's going on? Like,
why did I not?
Sort of, like, happy about it.
Super Mario Frustration, have you guys ever seen that video?
I don't think so.
Oh, the joys of the internet when we're done with this.
Okay. Alright. But anyways, okay, so they got the license for Retro Game Master earlier this year.
Uh-huh.
However, it's been delayed upon its release date because there was an underestimated demand for it. Too many people pre-ordered it, so they need to make more copies of it before they can release it so that everybody can get
it. Oh, that's good. See, when you told me this originally, I thought it was the opposite, that there wasn't a high enough
demand.
No, there's too much demand for
it.
Therefore, they haven't released it yet because they need to make
more. Yeah, more. Huh. Oh, that's good.
I'm gonna be getting a season.
I do too. I really want it. It's really fun to watch.
I look forward to you guys getting it so I can watch it.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope the Battle Golfer UE episode is amazing.
Yeah, that was really funny.
Yeah.
Next piece of news. This one is actually not anime related, but I picked it up because Sean is joining us for this episode.
Is it about Zac Efron?
you're just asking for it at this point. What's up, boss?
There was a trailer posted on the internet a couple days ago that there's going to be a legitimate D&D Dungeons & Dragons documentary.
Because everybody in this podcast right now is in both of my D&D campaigns.
Don't tell them that.
Yeah, deal with it.
Everybody's
like they don't know we're nerds.
Wait, you have two campaigns?
Oh, wait, are you not in the... Yeah, you're in both.
I'm in, but
it doesn't matter. I'm in it. It's mine, dude. No, I taught Dan how to play. That's how that works. I'm the grand master of all of you.
You just said a name that nobody knows who that is.
Oh, I apologize. The other guy that plays with us.
We're gonna try to get Dan on the podcast.
He has a mellifluous voice. Beautiful.
You know it's entertaining, listeners.
Talking about Dan.
You're never gonna hear this.
Might turn Dan into a listener.
Dan, please listen. Get everyone else to listen.
But I saw the trailer for the documentary, and it was really impressive. Like, they actually had footage from the 70s. And they had interviews with Gygax.
Arneson. Did they get a hold of Arneson?
I did not see... They might have had video footage of him, but they did not have interviews with him.
Huh.
Not from what I saw.
Okay.
Yeah,
the unsung hero of D&D, Dave Arneson.
I mean, like, everybody knows who Dave Arneson is. If they know who D&D...
Yeah.
If they know D&D, then they know who Dave Arneson and Guy Gags are.
Yeah. Did any of you guys ever watch any of those documentaries about LARPing, like Darkon and
I've seen a couple
Camp?
Of them, yeah.
No.
They're interesting.
So, yeah, so...
They don't really paint it
yeah,
in good
exactly.
light at all.
That's what I'm hoping
really?
This does.
No, this actually looks legitimately good.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
It was, like, really, like, the deep... history of Dungeons and Dragons.
Which, I know it doesn't relate to anime so much, but it is a cornerstone of where kind of anime got adopted into in this whole kind of nerd subculture. I mean, again, the D&D has been around since the 70s.
Well, they have Besom.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, they totally have. So, yeah. And see, you guys say Besom, and like where I came from, it was always BESM. That's always how we said that. Just little fun things.
Not to be confused with BDSM,
which is totally fun and different. it's really cool to see something like that be giving some serious attention as opposed to something like Big Bang Theory.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Always elicits a response.
Yep. Man, we're going to have like 100 new fans out there that are just going to be named Dan. Like a whole bunch of Dans are going, "You talked about me on a podcast today."
I totally did.
It's like, yeah, yeah, we totally talked
high
about
five.
You, Dan.
We're going to change this to the Dan podcast. Not the Dan podcast, the Dan.
That's a totally different one.
Yeah.
They're fun, though.
That's when glitches on.
It's about how to hold water up by electricity. Anyways, what's the next story? All
right, let's move on to some gaming news.
Games.
Yep.
Games.
So, you know that at least once in every episode I talk about the company Arc Systems is because they come out with a game every week. They've announced that their next game coming out. This is pretty funny. I'll just see if I can hold a straight face. They're known for making fighting games. They've done like...
They can't see your face.
Yeah. They've done games.
We'll describe
like,
it.
They've done games like Guilty Gear and Blaze Blue, but now that they're releasing a game, I think it's for the PSP or the DS. It's a Mahjong Moe puzzle game.
That's and, too much.
He kept a straight face.
And 10 out of 10. Yeah. And
stuck the lane.
9.5.
And it's a game about like a high school mahjong club that's girls only. And when you win a game of mahjong, the girl you're playing as, you unlock a semi-risque picture of her.
Of course, that's what you would unlock.
Strip mahjong?
No. There's no... There's actually no nudity in the game or anything like that.
Well, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah. It's like if you
incredulous look.
It's like if you win a game of Mahjong with her, you'll unlock a picture of her in like her school swimsuit or something like that.
Yeah.
Like it's.
I'm not saying the payoff.
I don't know how to play Mahjong. So,
would you play it if Zac Efron was in it?
I'm gonna hit you. That's how this podcast ends.
I think you're thinking of Mogi, or is that what it's called?
Well, there's different ways to play Mahjong.
Yeah, I think this is the one that you just match the tiles.
Yeah, that's what most Mahjong is.
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think that's what it is.
I was thinking
so.
Of Sudoku this whole time.
Oh.
You
how
missed.
Do you play Team Sudoku? Have it a Sudoku.
I bet a bunch of old people
dude,
are
dude, no, we
in this
totally
game.
Play like, Team Sudoku if there's ever more than one person on break at work.
Yeah, but how would you make a high school club out of a Sudoku? That's like, that'd be
damn,
the worst.
You totally
ever.
Got that Sudoku.
If you did make that
really
club,
fast.
You probably wouldn't want to see risque photos of the people in it. I'm just throwing that out. But you're all beautiful Sudoku players, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, you guys are about to get some hate mail from the beautiful Sudokus, podcast club thing.
The Sudoku squad.
Yeah.
The beautiful Sudoku.
Yeah
there we go. There we go. I bet they are. Send us an email.
Well, not him.
I said us.
Well, not you.
I'm not two people.
I'm just saying.
Let's move on.
Okay. So... A couple weeks ago, Bayonetta 2, or maybe even a week ago, I don't even remember.
Somewhere in the ether out there.
Yeah.
If you're not sure, just go look it up.
Bayonetta 2 was announced, but a part of the announcement that really baffled me was that it was announced as a Wii U title exclusive.
Yeah.
The problem with that, I know you guys like you guys aren't really that fond of Bayonetta.
I mean, Bayonetta,
I thought it was cool.
Is
I just
cool.
didn't play it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, I played it, okay. I beat it, but it wasn't like the most... Sorry.
But the part of it is that Bayonetta, like, you know, Bayonetta was for...
It was a really great cross-platform game, which is where I think you're going with
but
that.
But on the PS3, it never was out for a Nintendo.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, so it was like PS3 and Xbox... Where most of you find most hardcore gamers.
Yeah.
When you have people on the Nintendo systems, that's more of a casual gamer, you know, that's more for a casual gamer system. It's for family and everything like that. So I don't think that they're making exactly the greatest choice by moving Bayonetta to a casual gaming system.
Well, they probably got paid buckets of Mario money. Well, they got all the gold coins from Reggie.
Yeah, and I mean, as a side note, maybe this is Nintendo looking to step away from that image a little bit. Maybe.
Well, I mean, because they do have Zombie U coming out, which is also a mature title.
Yeah.
Well, the only problem is everybody who played the first Bayonetta played it on
PS3.
The other systems.
Yeah.
And probably if there's anything at all like me.
Mm.
I'm not planning on getting a Wii U right away.
Well, they did this with didn't they do this with Resident Evil 4 back on the GameCube? Because
was all the Resident GameCube?
Yeah, because of that game. Because no. Prior to that point, hadn't all of them been on the PlayStation?
No, because that was GameCube was still riding off of N64,
right?
Because N64 was the main system. So the next system to come out was the GameCube. So everybody was like, "Yeah, Nintendo is on top of things. I'm going to get this." So
right,
everybody.
But the PlayStation had come out, and the Resident Evil games weren't they coming out on the PlayStation at that point?
No,
up until
PlayStation 1. Yeah,
the original PlayStation.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but they also came out on the N64.
Oh, did they? See, yeah. I caught that one backwards.
They weren't excellent ports. I mean,
okay.
At least, are you sure they came out on the?
Yep. I totally remember coming out on the N64.
Okay.
I just remember that, like, Nintendo did this. It would seem like the kind of the same move with Resident Evil 4 back on the GameCube,
yeah.
Where they took, like, this really adult, mature graphic title.
Well, I mean, I guess I can see where maybe Nintendo's trying to get back their audience that they lost of the hardcore gamer.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
I think they've already lost it at this point, though.
I don't want to say don't take them seriously. Like, I would like to play Mario and Zelda once in a while, but
you can't buy an entire system off of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially something like the Wii U.
That's not a reason for me, at least, to go out and buy a Nintendo system just to play those games, even though I love those games.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think that's where it falters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next up.
Nice.
Just on a side note, that became way more of a topic than we anticipated.
Yeah, I know. You discuss that Bayonetta 2?
Meh. Than we anticipated.
Oh, God. Zac Efron gave you that, didn't he?
You would know, wouldn't you?
No, he told me you would.
Well, yeah, you have conversations with Zac Efron by yourselves?
Occasionally.
In the bathroom?
Aren't you jealous?
No.
Okay.
I've got nothing, he wins.
So there's a new Rurouni Kenshin game out for the PSP now. And it's
Night of Rurouni Kenshin. Oh wait, no. What was the other thing?
Yeah, the movie.
Yeah, the movie.
You're right.
Sorry. I was just
Damn,
felt foolish.
And it's kind of like a fighting game, but it also
I can
has
see that, yeah.
Yeah, but it's got kind of like a side-scrolling aspect to it as well.
There is stage progression.
You can play as every single character from the series in it, like literally every single character that was
even
in the
bad guys.
Yeah, or either that or you're fighting the bad guys,
okay.
Which in turn you can play them later.
Huh. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The funny part of it is that the game is super unbalanced because of it. Because, like, if you play as Rurouni Kenshin, you can beat the game, like, instantly. You know, like, there's no way you cannot win the game.
He is the hero.
Yeah.
And maybe the little child is, like, hard mode.
Yes, actually, there's, like, footage of playing the game as
the
as,
kid.
Like,
oh,
the kid.
Yeah, he just has like a what is it, kendo stick?
Yeah.
It's a boken.
Yeah, there you go.
And the game is literally impossible. You cannot beat the game with him.
Well, he has a stick. Yeah, of course it's impossible. Yeah. Sorry.
But the thing of it is, it's like they released this game and it's completely unbalanced. But it looks, I'll give it this, the art looks really nice. It's got the brush strokes, like the black Japanese brush strokes, kind of like something from Okami and Street Fighter.
Like calligraphy?
Yeah, almost like that sort of thing. And I really like that.
Oh, the ink wash.
Yeah.
Andrew, were you going to say something?
Because you were speaking of the characters that were on there, I just remembered that I don't think you have it in this game news. The second Fist of the North Star game that's coming out, they recently released the new set of Dream Mode characters that you can play as. So they have all the Dream Mode characters that you could play in the first Fist of the North Star, but then they have the new set, and you can play as Rin and Bat.
Huh.
Yeah.
The kids from the series.
Yeah, but except they're grown up. Oh, really? So, Bat is like...
Oh, you didn't tell me that part.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, Bat is like... Bat's like...
he's not serenading
teenager.
People with a harmonica.
Yeah, he has like a sword and he's like cutting people apart. And Rin is... I didn't get a good look at her in the trailer, but she's older too, obviously. But I didn't see how she fought. So I thought that would be really interesting.
Did the dog get older?
That would be awesome. It was just like... like all the old rabid, like angry dog. Taking on all the Zeed's gang. Take that, Zeed, you suck.
I've only seen the first episode of Fist of
the Star. Yeah, that's okay. Well,
they're schooling me.
It can be fixed. It can be fixed.
I mean, does it need to be
the... But the first episode is a great example of Fist of the North Star.
Oh, no. So. I totally get that. That was ridiculous. It was like Bruce Lee exploding a guy from the inside out. It was bananas.
It's time for some strange news. Whoa.
Sound effect.
Drop the ball there, Sean.
I wasn't expecting it.
Always, if you're going to make a sound effect, always rely on the dubstep.
Whoa.
Yeah, just do that. That's what dubstep sounds like.
Yay.
We just made dubstep.
Buy a Wicked Anime album.
Okay.
We're going to piss off the dubsteppers now.
We're going to have no one. Just Dan. The only person who's going to listen to this is Dan.
Oh, man. Next.
Okay. First up in strange news. So you remember in the first episode when I talked about exploding chairs?
Yes.
In China?
Oh, no.
China's got more things exploding now.
Oh, no.
This time...
Ottomans.
This time it's actually pane glass.
That's not as funny.
Like a window?
But it's pane glass that they used to pave sidewalks. So when people step on it, it explodes and they fall through.
That's way worse. Yeah. So the first one, they would shoot up in the air. This one, they're going down. They're covering all their base. They just gotta get the horizontal. Yeah, there you go.
What can you do to explode?
It'll be like the Twilight Zone.
Maybe we like control the vertical, maybe like one of those hand dryers. No, that's off the wall. Yeah,
that's the outer limits.
That's the outer limits.
Yeah, you totally mess up.
The outer limits.
But at least I knew. At least I corrected myself.
Yeah, it's just the low rent. Yeah.
I don't know what they're talking about. Let's talk about something else.
About the outer limits and how China is controlling the vertical.
And the horizontal.
They're just working on
it. Except he started with the Twilight Zone and we went way off topic.
We're talking about exploding pavement.
Well, yeah, we're kind of talking about that too, but the way that China controls the vertical and horizontal.
That's all.
Andrew, that's a joke.
Exploding glass.
Exploding glass.
When do I not?
So watch out for those glass pavement things.
Good point.
I'm not really sure.
Tune in next week when we talk about what explodes next in China. All right.
That doesn't mean anything, China.
All right, great. Now we've got China on our door. Yeah. That's a lot of people.
I think it's because I'm sick that made it sound way more cynical than
Wait to see what explodes there next week.
1 billion people not listening to your podcast anymore.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
1 billion views and
it wasn't their cup of tea. I love that guy. All right, what's next?
Okay,
we're done with strange news.
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
We have a lot of strange news to go over. Don't jump ahead to the future.
Keep it strange.
This is not future time.
Damn it.
We're still going to the strange news.
Okay, spit it out, Sean.
Okay, so. Have you guys heard of this thing that's going on in Japan now that in men's bathrooms they have video games attached to their toilets now?
No, but that's amazing.
You really want to use that?
No, it's not like video game consoles. It's like you use the urinal and it's like by using the urinal it plays a video game.
That's amazing.
When they first announced
like where you aim?
Yeah. Like when...
No, aim.
That was a joke.
No,
okay.
There's three different game types. They haven't announced one yet. The first one that they announced was when you pee in the toilet, it blows the wind, and it blows up a girl's skirt. And so...
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. No. Keep going. I want to hear these all out.
And, wait, in real life? Like, there's a window or something?
No.
Or,
oh. No. It's a video game.
Oh, okay.
It's not a video game. That would be like a carnival game. Like,
there's like an anime girl on the screen.
Okay, that makes more sense.
When you pee in the toilet, it blows the wind on the screen. And it blows the girl's skirt off.
I just imagine, like, these windows that are down by her feet.
I need to hear the rest of this.
Now,
oh my gosh.
The one that was just announced was amazing, and I hope we get an adaptation of it over here. Okay. It's, when somebody, it takes the memory of the user of the toilet before you, and it pits your stream and flow against theirs.
That's asynchronous play right there. That's you're gonna race their ghost or something.
And what it is?
I just didn't have to pee as hard as that guy.
It's not fair. It's not fair. I don't want to lose. I want to win.
The game on the screen is two.
You unlock the new skin. Okay, sorry.
For this game, the screen is two dudes shooting milk out of their noses at each other.
I don't think I could go to the bathroom in this bathroom.
and so the computer is the ghost memory of whoever used the toilet before you.
Oh,
and you're the hero guy on the screen, and you have to try to beat the other guy.
Could you imagine being the last person to use that toilet at the end of the day? It's like, because if you think about it, you're still playing the first guy, because everybody else was. That guy comes in and just destroys the toilet. You're like, well, what do I do?
I wonder how many people are going to cheat and take, like, a power hose. Like, bring the guy who, like, has to
come in with a bucket.
Yeah, like...
The milk's just coming straight out of his mouth, into the dude.
No, but that's the thing. It's going to be the guy who has to come in at night and clean up the bathroom. He's going to have the power hose, and he's going to be like, I'm going to win this game forever.
Or what if after he cleans the toilet, he just like punches it. So,
I don't think he was. This is absurd. I did go to a skating rink once that had a urinal pad that was like a target, 10 points, 5 points.
Analog.
Yeah, analog. So old school. That was
probably like a prototype. They tested it out in the West first.
That's the Atari of what we have now.
That's the Pong of this.
Or like the real games, like Parcheesi of this.
Okay. So we've heard, for the next story, we've heard a lot of stories about this case of people dying during video game sessions. So now there's been,
we always have the worst stuff follow the, like...
It's strange news, dude. You don't know what's going to happen.
We know it's going to be terrible.
They get the Dragon Balls together?
No. A 48-year-old Taiwanese man in Taiwan, I imagine... He died at an internet cafe after a 10-hour gaming session.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about this. Yeah.
And
I've done a 36-hour Red Bull-fueled Halo extravaganza before. 10 hours? This guy's a weakling.
Yeah, well, I just find... Well, he was 48. Oh, almost 50 years old.
Well, he's almost 48.
I'm not. I am a handsome 28.
He's a very handsome, spry man. He's good enough for Zac Efron, so...
You wish you were.
Well, no.
But I missed the wizard hat joke.
You dug this hole.
Yeah, I did. Last time I took that.
So what about this?
I just find it weird that this is something that keeps reoccurring.
Yeah. What was he playing?
Do you have any idea? League of Legends, I think. Or wait, that was somebody else, maybe. It might have been League of Legends.
Pick any of the other 10,000 stories that happened this year or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. No, I mean,
I don't know. I just know that the guy bought his gaming sessions he prepaid for all this time, which I have no idea why he would prepay.
He knew he was dying. He wanted to go out his way.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Yeah, and maybe.
It could have been.
It could be it.
I can think of a couple other things I'd rather be doing, but I mean,
And if you look at the story that way, it's a much more, honorable way to go. It's he chose. That's how he wanted to go.
I don't think he did that, though.
That's probably not the case.
It's kind of nice to think about it that way, rather than think that he's just some old guy who went to play a video game and died.
Our lucky was playing slots, online slots. He wasn't playing a video game. They just called it that, and now we have to deal with it because we're the video gaming community.
Yeah. He was just in the bathroom trying to get the milk to spray out of his nose.
And your wisdom to...
All right, we need to move on before I say something worse than that.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So do you guys know what hikikomori is in...
I have no idea what you just said.
In Japan?
I wasn't sure that was a word.
Hikikomori.
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 It's a Japanese term for...
Well, repeating it doesn't make it
anymore. It's a Japanese term for shut-ins in Japan.
Oh, I know those guys. Okay, yeah, I'm aware of them.
They're also called neats.
Yes, neats. So I know what a neat is.
Yeah, you know, from eating these.
Yeah.
The actual term is hikikomori.
Okay. You know, it's coming up in pop culture a lot more often now because it literally is an epidemic now.
Yeah.
Like, in Japan, it's an actual problem that there's too many neats and hikikomoris. Well, this is actually a kind of an awesome story that, like, I picked up because I actually thought it was really cool. One of these neets has burnt down his whole house, and when he was arrested for charges of arson. Mm-hmm. His reason for it was because he was trying to escape that lifestyle. So he burnt down his entire house.
You know what? I have nothing but mad respect for this guy.
It sounds like the beginning of an anime.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I know. I feel like I have, like, the utmost respect for this guy.
It's a concept from The Art of War. It's called Sun Tzu. It's known as the killing ground. It's when you want something to perform. If you want to perform your best, if you want something to perform in its absolute best, you must put it in a situation where it has no choice but to go forward or die. And it's known as killing ground. And that's exactly what this guy did. And that is, anytime I ever hear a story of somebody doing this where they're just like, I can no longer do this kind of life, I must do something different. And then doing that, I'm just so awesomely proud of them.
Yeah.
Except for the going to jail part. That was stupid. Yeah.
That does kind of, that sucks.
Yeah. Sorry.
He could have just rented his place out to somebody.
Now he's going to be like a criminal the rest of his life.
So now he's going to be stuck.
Now he's going to be out on the street, you know, murdering people and burning things.
Well, no, because...
You know, at least he did something.
That's what we're taking away?
Yeah. Yes!
Yeah, well, okay. No, because I can't imagine that he would become a killer, because the reason why he's a neat in the first place is because he doesn't have any social standards, therefore that's why he hid from society.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So therefore he goes out into society. We'll see, or he's going to be a neat in his jail cell. He's just never going to leave jail.
That's very true. It's kind of ironic.
They put him in one. They take him from one hole and put him in another.
Yeah, exactly. Those aren't the kind of people you want to socialize. That's not who you want to learn.
He just gets there and it's like solitary confinement. It's like, damn it. Do you guys have any matches?
Or a computer?
I need a friend.
Or ramen.
Was that it?
That's it for Strange News. For Strange News. In the future.
And.
I really like the neat story.
I did too.
Yeah,
okay. I thought that was a good way to end.
That was quite neat. You can't hurt me with paper, John.
I know. I expected it to fly across the table a lot better.
It landed in my lap, but
okay. Actually, neatly, in fact.
Anyways,
oh.
So what he can say? Anyways, Sean, what have you been watching? Let's talk about what we're watching.
Oh, we're doing the what are we? Okay,
are you watching?
I think you were the only one to do the sound effect for that one. Okay, I just finished. You guys sound like this.
You got
space
us all
monk
sick
from
now, John.
I just finished Black Lagoon. I finally watched the last two episodes of that.
I was the one who introduced Black Lagoon to Sean.
Yes,
and I was surprised that he had never seen it before.
No, you introduced me to Black Lagoon. If it was the other way around, I'd be terrified.
Did I say it the other way around?
Yeah, you said you introduced Black Lagoon to Sean, and it should have been you introduced
Black Lagoon introduced Sean to Andrew.
It's confusing. Anyway, sorry, grammar Nazi. Finished that. That was of course, incredibly worth it.
I love Black.
Good reasons. Revy is my... no, she's already been replaced. It doesn't matter. Sonoshi McLaren. Just watch...
You can have a character crush per series. It's okay.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
See, no, I just leave him. I date him and leave him.
He's a heartbreaker. Watch out, Zac Efron.
The guys also made me watch Red Line, which blew my mind.
Red Line!
Yeah, because it's totally the Michael Bay of anime.
Yes.
He's good.
It's an awesome racing movie.
It's an awesome racing movie.
Saw my favorite scene in an anime going through Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Honestly, and I think it like really, really stuck with me. Had excellent voice acting in the scene. The scene was incredibly well written, incredibly well animated. Roy Mustang proves he's a badass. It's the scene where he like burns lust to death.
Spoilers.
Really? Is it?
I don't know.
Well, three seasons in.
Well, I mean, by now it shouldn't be a spoiler. But I mean, I'm not
a joke, Andrew.
I know, but I mean,
come on.
She's a bad guy. You figure she'd eventually die.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
anyway, just that whole scene was. I was sitting there riveted, mind-blowingly awesome. But that's what I've been watching. Oh, and Kamen Rider Wizard, because it finally started.
Oh yeah, do tell.
Do tell.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that. It's good that you're here.
Yeah, as the uncommon writer. So Wizard started. We're now the third episode should be out. You know what? I think it actually comes out at the beginning of next week because I think I've already seen the second episode, which came out this week.
I have a quick question real quick. Where do you watch your Kamen Rider?
I get it from TVNihon.com. I don't know all of the details about it, but basically there's a bunch of like fan subbers that do like really great work with the Kamen Rider series, and they upload it and you can download it. And I mean, it's free because they don't release it over here. Mm-hmm. So I mean, there's no
real other way to get it.
It's the only way to get it that I'm aware
of. I was just curious where you get it, but anyways. Yeah.
No, absolutely. So Wizards come out. I've actually seen the first two episodes. Really interesting start to a series. The hero, they're going with the, like I said before, he's the more effeminate hero, but it actually isn't coming up as much as I thought it would. I mean, he's just, I don't know, very showy. I guess that pretty much, the driver, the ring system, which is what lets him transform all his different forms, innovative catch. I mean, it's like we know it's designed to sell toys. And there's a ton of rings that use this thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Actually, and like I said, normally how they give us like a form or two every few episodes. The first episode they give you three forms right out of the gate.
Wow, that's cool.
Which is crazy.
That sounds like a lot though.
Now this is what it is. He has two sets of rings. Mm-hmm. He has ones he wears on his right hand, which are his spell rings, and the ones he wears on his left hand, which are his form rings. There's four form rings, one for each of the elements, and then there's just a mess ton of spell rings. So I think what the big deal is not so much the form rings as it is the spell rings. Yeah. So I think that's what we're going to see a lot more of, is he's going to get new spell rings to deal with new problems.
That would be dangerous. For some reason, I would feel compelled to collect the rings.
Yeah.
I mean, I collect figurines, but not rings.
Let me
rings,
tell you about the wallet destruction that is collecting Kamen Rider stuff. because, like, obviously none of that stuff gets released over here, so you have to buy it from Japan. Now, they make, the belts, all that stuff. That crap works. Like, it makes all of the sounds.
It turns into a Kamen Rider.
I know, right? the last one, which was Kamen Rider 4s, which had the switches, you could put the switches in and hit the switches, and it knows which switch it is, and, like, will do all of the combos, all of the forms. It's crazy how complicated these toys are. But the bad part is when you go to buy them, they're obviously sized for kids. You then have to go to a third-party distributor to buy a belt that's actually large enough to mod the belt so you can actually use the belt. It's terrible. Like, so by the end of it, like, I have a friend that does purchase and collect these things. Uh-huh. He has spent upwards of hundreds of dollars on a single belt just to collect all of the requisite pieces for it. You know, because as fans, that's what we do.
Well, you could be like our buddy Joe there, who we interviewed in the Anime Boston 2012 video, where he just made all of his stuff.
Yeah.
He had a great Kamen Rider costume. It looked like a Kamen Rider.
Which Kamen Rider was he?
The original.
Oh, Ichigo.
Ichigo?
Ichigo and Nigo.
Least I think it is.
The green with the big red eyes and the scarf, right? There was a scarf.
Mm-hmm.
That was Ichigo. Oh, what color were his gloves? White or red?
White.
Ichigo.
Cool.
I know these things. What?
All right. What are you watching, John?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, that's what
they just started with me. I was crazy. I had no
Sean just put us on a train, took us to somewhere. I don't know.
Somewhere.
Commonville.
we rode.
Whoop, whoop, Commonville.
And just so you know, that means transform. That's just their catchphrase.
All right, John.
I've been watching two shows. I've been watching Ranma ½ recently. Old show from the 80s, and it's actually really funny. I've been really enjoying it. It's a good classic if anybody knows what Ranma is. It's about a kid who is a martial artist, and he's been chosen to be a suitor for one of the daughters of this dojo called the Anything Goes Dojo. And when he... Like, the mystery of it is that when you first meet Ranma, it's a female, and then later on in the episode, when the character of Ranma as a female takes a bath, he turns into a male, and you find out that he's been cursed by these pools that he was training in China, that he got cursed by these pools.
Sorry, China.
That when he gets hit, when he gets hit with cold water, he's cursed to turn into a female, and when he gets hit with hot water, he goes back to being a man.
Mm-hmm. Which is a theme that runs throughout the whole show. Like, he's not the only character with a curse like that.
Yeah, correct.
Well, his dad turns into a panda.
Yeah.
And then there's Shampoo turns into a cat, right?
I haven't gotten that far yet.
Spoilers.
Oh, sorry. There's another character.
And then Ryoga, who I just got
introduced to. I can't believe I've seen an anime that you haven't, actually. Yeah.
And then Ryoga, who is Ranma's rival, turns into a pig.
Yep.
Nice. Who's like the most adorable character? When he's the pig, or they call him Pichon.
Yep.
He's so adorable, and like, he's such a lovable character.
That show's pretty hilarious. Yeah.
Fun anime.
But the other show that I've been watching, which I really want to talk about because it's going to spark some conversation, is Battle Angel Alita. Do you guys know what Battle Angel Alita is?
No, I'm shaking my head.
I'm aware of it.
Okay. It actually the anime only has two episodes because it's an OVA series, but it was a manga. And the reason why I started watching it, I jumped onto the board when I found out that James Cameron has the rights to Battle Angel Alita.
Tell him the problem with the fact that James Cameron has the rights to this
problem
movie.
With James Cameron having... Okay, first off, the anime is freaking amazing. It is awesome. It is action-packed. The characters are amazing. And even when it came out in 1993, the English dub is fantastic.
It is.
And...
That's the good news.
Yes. The bad news is that because James Cameron has the rights to it, he is aware that he has the rights to it, but he will not start making it or even writing a script to it until he has finished Avatar 2, 3, and maybe 4.
And the Titanic sequel we all know is coming.
How do you do that?
What, the Titanic sequel?
No, Avatar 4.
Oh. How
does the Titanic sequel?
They're living on the iceberg.
Do we just need to go hit James Cameron in the face?
No, well, I mean, he needs that anyway, but too many people are just way too afraid to do it.
I'm not.
I know.
I'm just nowhere near
it. Avatar 1 got so much more hype than it should have gotten, and...
Because it's Ferngully?
It's Ferngully, it's Pocahontas, it's that story we all have seen a million times.
Do you paint with all the colors of the wind?
James Cameron does. And so do the Na'vi. Oh my gosh. No,
that
I don't want...
That movie was really pretty.
But that's not
you can thank
that's
Weta
not
Workshop for that.
Yeah, but you know me, and like, if it's pretty and shiny, I'm like,
I know,
instantaneously
that's not enough to make a good movie, though.
Yeah. I like Michael Bay. Proof.
But as we have seen in the future, or in the past, rather, is that James Cameron works really well with scripts that have already been established for him. Like, he did Aliens, the sequel to Alien. He did Titanic, which was a hit, apparently. I haven't seen it. And, and like, those movies in particular were extremely well done. Mm-hmm. And so because Battle Angel Alita has already had, you know, its self
structure. It already has a breadth of work,
With the manga and everything like that, you can imagine that he could make a really fantastic film with it, especially after you watch
it. It's just so painful, the fact that he's just not going to do it because he's riding his own Avatar train to the sun.
To Moneyville. It's not next to Commonville.
Yeah. It's actually, you have to leave Commonville and go the exact opposite way in life and to get to Moneyville.
Past reality to Moneyville.
Yeah. Oh, God. I hate being an otaku.
But I finished watching the OVAs to Battle Angel Alita, and it was fantastic. If you can find it, watch it, because it is just so good. Because
you'll never see the James Cameron version.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, probably. What about you, Andrew? What 80s anime are you watching now?
Well,
Fist of the North Star.
That's already been watched.
I just assume you watch it all
the
time.
I'm watching it backwards
this
time.
Yeah, I mean, yes, but...
that's how I was right.
But I'm watching another Go Nagai series. Surprise! Basically, I'm watching The Devil Lady, which is the spin-off series of The Devil Man, or Devil Man. Where they basically just... They made it their own new story. It started out as a manga. They turned into an anime series. It stands on its own, but all the characters that were male are now female. Akira Fudo, who was the main character, is now Jun Fudo. Ryo Asuka, who is in the series, is now
Dylan and I just shrugged.
I don't know
what you're talking about.
No, I'm just saying, like, they kept their same last names, but they didn't.
But they changed their
genders. Yeah, but they changed the genders.
So, reminds me of the Marvel Mangaverse. They did the same thing there.
Yeah, it was weird.
Side note,
but
sorry.
It's not an OVA like Go Nagai usually does. Go Nagai usually goes crazy with OVAs because they're known for their twisted, crazy, bloody, grotesque everything ideas.
A little rapey
sometimes. a lot rapey when it comes to violence, Jack.
It's a fun verb.
I don't think that's an adjective. There you go, kids.
Anyway, it's just
great. There goes all the English teachers.
they like us now for correcting you. You never know.
That's true.
I think we lost them at rapey, though.
I think we lost them with welcome.
Anyway,
that was a terrible.
Anyway, I feel like I know the manga is more up that Go Nagai alley because they don't have to censor anything. But this was a TV series. They turned Devil Lady into a TV series. For this. So all the demons, and it's not like those crazy 80s demons anymore like the OVA made. The OVA had cool 80s demons. They looked disco, you know, the disco demons, and now they're grunge Kurt Cobain demons. So they're all based off of animals. They look like rats, cats, and dogs, and they don't look like monsters anymore.
Sounds like it may not have been the right medium for that, maybe?
Yeah, well, and the thing... Yeah, it should have been an OVA. Shouldn't have been a TV series, because Go Nagai, like I said, Go Nagai goes crazy with their OVAs, because there's no lines to draw.
Right.
When they put it on TV, now... The human characters bleed, but... The monster characters bleed the stupid purple and green blood. And
so aggravating.
It takes the aesthetic away from something getting torn apart.
Yeah.
I think of Ivan Ooze all the time whenever something like that happens. Like, that's what that texture is.
Well, it kind of reminds me of Samurai Jack, where all the bad guys were robots.
Yeah, that was how they got away with that.
Well,
in the new Total Recall, all the police were robots. They wouldn't have to deal with blood.
With the R rating they made at PG-13. But it was... And the thing is, with Go Nagai, they don't always have the strongest story writing. So now they have this...
Kind of violent.
Yeah, like this kind of violent, censored... Action
confusing
thing, yeah, and the story is only okay. I'm still really liking it. I'm watching it all the way through. I'm not going to stop at any time, but I just feel like it's missing Go Nagai.
What was it I was going to say? As a side note, that was something I realized as I was watching through Full Metal was, damn, that show is violent.
It does get violent, yeah.
Yep.
But
it gets like dark and violent too.
But that's what you can do with OVA. Because technically, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood is OVA, even though they're playing it on TV here because it's not grotesquely OVA.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, it's cinematic.
Yeah, but it's cinematically not violent.
But I was just really surprised with some of the scenes. And then you were like saying that, how it's like you had to tone it back. And I was like, wow, Full Metal, I mean, they straight bleed.
They do. And because, like, the thing is, Go Nagai has no problem with being like, look at all the naked women everywhere. And now, I mean, there's still naked women in the Devil Lady, but there's no anything on them. It's just, like, a silhouette of skin. Like, their boobs don't have nipples. It's weird. It just, like... It's so weird. Like, I mean, because I don't have a problem.
Andrew's going frame by frame and drawing them on.
Like, that's the thing. I don't have a problem with censoring nudity because, I mean, being classy is being classy. That's cool. But it's just weird when, like, just don't show it.
Yeah. It's weird that when you want it there, but you can't have it, but you still put it there anyways. So that's what the point is.
Yeah, it's just not where it's supposed to be.
So, I mean,
put a bandana over that.
But honestly, I would still recommend it if you like Go Nagai. If you're a Go Nagai fan, like I am, watch it. It's cool. But it's certainly, I think other people would probably find it boring.
Okay.
Watch other Go Nagai stuff before you watch Devil Lady.
Okay. Well, for me, the only thing I've watched recently was Kids on the Slope. I finished that up. I really, really liked it. I was surprised because I typically don't watch, like, slice-of-life drama. and in anime, I like movies and stuff, but I typically don't watch anime like that, but it was really cool. The music sequences are really good, too.
Yeah, I really wanted to check that one out. It looked cool. I'm not a jazz guy, but it looks like it was gorgeous. Just the whole anime was
It was really cool, and I also like the fact that the music scenes weren't just, it wasn't just, a scene with people talking and, cut to music. The music made sense, when they played it, and, it was part of their character, really. So I thought that was really cool.
Nice.
Wow.
John just said nice, sort of.
You need, a glass of water, or...
I'm good.
So for today's topic, we're going to talk about which anime universe we would want to most live in, and which one we would not want to live in.
For some reason, I feel like it would be unanimous for the one that we don't want to live in. Kind of for everybody.
Fruit Basket?
But that's just...
Yes. Yes. Hate Fruit Baskets. I'm confused. I'm thinking of our host club. Okay. No, sorry.
What were you going to say, Andrew?
Evangelion. What a more depressing world would that be? Can you imagine living...
You say that, but there's still giant robots, I'm okay with it.
No, but that's the problem. As a huge mech fan, I would not want to live in a mech universe. Because it's never it's such a fun, happy universe. Let's just build robots. That's never the plot. It's always everyone's dying. Yeah. Let's make a robot to stop it.
Voltron.
But that's a Sentai. I mean,
it's still anime.
No, it is. No, okay. I know.
I'm painting with broad strokes here.
Can you imagine? It's they're living in the apocalypse, or at least they're trying to stop the apocalypse from happening, and they never do. They never stop the apocalypse from happening. You know that
it's coming every time.
So yours definitely would be Evangelion. You would not.
That was my unanimous answer. I think everybody would have the same answer for that. Yeah. Mine would actually be. I would not want to live in the Elfin Lied universe. Being my favorite anime ever, the Elfin Lied universe being my favorite anime.
I think that's going to be a common theme, that the ones we really like are the ones we want nothing to do with.
Yeah, because
it's kind of true.
Because, wicked anime fans are going to know me for, Andrew, Elfin Lied, he likes Elfin Lied, and Elfin Lied and Thundercats. And basically... My favorite.
Thank God, Thundercats is not an anime, so you can't be I want to live in the Thundercats universe.
I actually was, but anyway.
he totally would say Thundercats.
I didn't mean to preempt you. I'm so sorry. Anyway.
He likes his cat ladies.
Yeah, he does like his cat ladies.
Anyway. You have to think about it. The Elfin Lied universe is basically being taken over by mutated humans, the mutated humans are killing everybody else. So
there's nothing good going.
Everybody is living in fear almost. Everybody else is living ignorant of the fact that these things are growing. But I don't know. The whole series was depressing. It's my favorite series, but it's still depressing, and that's a depressing world to live in. And
so, what world would you like to live in?
Thundercats, you just said.
No, that's not an anime.
I know.
I was thinking about it. Because you can get away with it because...
I mean, I get you. If we're going cartoons, I've got a couple.
But both Thundercats series...
That's a good one, though.
but both Thundercats cartoon series were animated in Japan, so technically it's done by an anime studio.
Fair enough.
Loophole Andrew, we call him.
Yep.
No, they
look
don't,
at you get all neckbeardy.
I don't have a neckbeard.
So seriously, which one? Not Thundercats.
Come on, we're crying now.
Come on.
Yeah, now you're taking.
Do you want to come back? We can do the ones we like when we come back.
Yeah, let's do that. We'll do the ones that we don't want to do. So I don't want to do Elfin Lied because that's depressing.
I actually had one for one that I do want to do.
Well, then go for it.
Fine. Well, you can do it that way.
I feel like mine's kind of obvious, but I would want to be a student at the Academy in Soul Eater.
Oh, that would be bitching.
Yeah. My
choice... Would you be a weapon or a Meister?
That's the question, isn't it? I think I would want to be a Meister.
He'd probably be a weapon. I've never seen the show. I don't know.
Oh, Soul Eater's fantastic. I don't know. I can see that going both ways.
Sean, honestly. Would you be a Meister or a weapon?
He'd be a weapon.
I'd be a weapon.
Yeah. What weapon would you be?
A hammer.
This is turning
into a completely different Tamagotchi now.
Yeah. Well, no. We'll come back to it. I like where your brain's at. Soul Eater would be fun. I could totally... Yeah, I didn't even think of that, and I love that anime. So where would you not like to live?
I don't know. I mean,
if I think there's a lot of animes. No one would.
If we were going on the science of it's going to be our favorite anime, I wouldn't want to live in the Fully Cool universe.
But that's totally not true.
I know. There's nothing really too bad about that universe.
It's really boring.
I don't want to get hit in the head with guitars.
No, it is really boring, though. That everybody who's a side character in that show has a really mundane existence. Yeah. So, yeah. Nothing too exciting going on.
That's true.
So, basically, it would be regular life. Which is basically, like, any harem anime out there. I mean, you're not going to...
I can tell you right now that is not anywhere near regular life.
Yeah, if you say a harem anime as the universe you do want to get... I need
a space pirate hot chick on a Vespa. Oh, my God.
I mean, if you choose a harem anime universe that you do want to be in, you're not going to get your own harem. Not everybody in the harem universe gets a harem. Only the main character gets a harem.
See, and I'm going in as, like, I'm the good guy. Like, that's how I'm thinking.
You're coming in with a prerequisite, as long as I'm the guy?
Yeah, as long as I'm the guy. If I'm going to be in that universe,
that changes
obviously...
That changes things, because now we're just existing in the universe. See, okay, the hero in that universe is
something
else.
Let me give you the one I don't want to live in.
Okay.
Blue Gender.
Nothing
about that anime is good.
Because there's no world left.
Exactly! You're living in a space station fighting for the remnants of humanity with, again, giant robots.
I'm telling you, you don't want to live in a world with giant robots.
But the people that are surviving are the ones that are infected. You're fucked. But I love that anime, but, like, again, it goes back to the other one I was thinking of is I don't want to live in Black Lagoon, but that's literally, I just don't want to live in Roanipur, which is actually just a true statement.
That might be a real place.
Yeah. So, yeah. But that's the one I don't want to live in. When it really came down to it was like Blue Gender. There's no hope there. There's no, it's everything's, because you wake up. You've been asleep for, like, I forget, it was like 10, 15 years
right.
or something.
And everything's already gone.
Everything's dead. Everything's already gone. You find out you're infected with this crazy virus. There's nothing good about that. That's the one I don't want to live in, but the one I do want to live in, I gave this a lot of thought. I've been thinking about this since dinner, which was...
Like 30 minutes ago.
We haven't even been doing the pod though. Pokemon. I would love.
I was gonna say that, but that was gonna be a cop out answer because it's a cop out.
No, it's not.
It totally is.
Stop.
It totally is.
I get six awesome dudes to hang out with me.
You
all
would
the
never
time.
Age. That's a cop out.
No, as a 29-year-old, that's I'm fine.
No, Ash ages. Ash is 15 now.
Well, he got a new voice actor, so I had to explain that.
He's 15 now. He aged 5 years.
And
since
how long
series.
Has he been out?
I don't know.
Since I was a kid?
So
the Dark Ages.
So dog years. Pokemon years.
Anyway, I'm just saying, like, I mean, you get to run around the world and have crazy adventures and fight evil and never die and nobody gets hurt.
That's another weird thought. How old is Pikachu then? Like, does Pikachu age like an animal? Does that mean Pikachu's gonna, like,
he's gonna
really
be, like, 9,000 years old. Also, but then again, you have to ask yourself about the Pokemon universe. Do you actually eat meat? What are you eating in that universe?
Totally eating Tauroses.
What's a Pokemon that's like a pig? Because I gotta have me some bacon.
Spoink.
Spoink. Spoink's been going extinct, man.
Dude, I need my bacon.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, you got a Spoink? Oh, we're gonna battle. I'm hungry, you know?
I'm serious. I think Pokemon would be an awesome universe to live in.
See, I was gonna say that and Dragon Ball Z as like a cop-out answer just because...
No.
And this is, let me finish. Because they're like... And they're, like, lame reasons why I chose them. For Dragon Ball Z, it's because no one good ever seems to actually die or stay dead.
Well, okay, the stay dead I'll give you, but dying, I mean, I'm pretty sure that sucks.
Even if you're a bad guy, it didn't look so bad when they went to hell. but that was...
Okay, but how about this?
Okay.
Say one of your friends does die. Now you have this chore list to do where you have to find all these 7 Dragon Balls before everybody else in the world.
Then I would probably be a neat at that point. I'd be a sane
Both
neat.
Of your answers probably ended up being kind of.
I'd probably be like a dog person.
And you would
just
call
like,
me Hami your house down.
Yeah,
bring
but,
it back.
I think my actual answer would be like any anime made by Bones, even though they are sort of like mech anime, like Eureka 7 and Zammed. Like those universes, I find to be like so cool looking and like so very different than Earth itself, mm-hmm. like the planets that they live on.
I'm
so I think
totally
it'll be
with you on that.
Yeah.
So it'd be a cool change of pace, even though there are bad things that happen during the show.
That's true. Watch Arrakis 7 AO, and you will change your mind about living in that universe, because it's a little bit different.
Oh, God.
Because, I mean, like, it's still, like, Earth, but it is a... The difference between the show is that it is a lot more perilous.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the difference between in the original Arrakis 7, it seemed like, yeah, that would be a cool place to live. So live in that one, but in the... when you see AO, it's not as fun.
Not as fun.
It's not as fun.
Yeah. Okay. I couldn't... I might want to live in the G Gundam universe just because.
Yeah.
Of all the Gundam series, that's the more lighthearted one, other than more like SD and the kids. SD. Ones. I would not want to live in SD. That would be weird. I'd be all weird looking. But,
weirder looking.
But because, like,
that's the little chibi ones.
Yeah. Yeah. But G Gundam, I think, could be okay because, like, the robots are for, like, fighting tournaments, not necessarily for, like, defending the Earth, even though I think towards
the end of the series, straight war.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah, that might not.
Because, like, mobile. Because, it was MSO8, man. Yeah. You didn't want to live in that universe.
No, you didn't listen. Yeah. But I think those are mine. So, anyone else have any? We were coming back to you for something.
Yeah, and.
The universe he wants to live in.
Yeah, and.
Come on, Andrew.
All the other ones are either big three anime. All
right, let's pick one for Andrew.
which one do you think I would fit into?
What's probably a Gona guy.
What's one with a bunch of cats?
No.
He's like, no.
No, I was saying that to the Gona guy one. And you're right, Cat Planet Cuties.
Yeah, anyway, that's what he would want to
anyway.
Live.
Outlaw Star. He could have, what's her name?
That would be what I would want to live
oh
in.
Oh my God, totally.
Outlaw Star.
Say Outlaw Star.
That's not yours, Andrew. That's mine. Sean and ours were living
that's right.
Outlaw Star. That's right. High five.
That's right. We're Gene and Jim. I'm Gene, you're Jim.
But now that you say it, no. Gona Guy, absolutely not. All their universes are practically connected, and that still ends in the apocalypse.
I know. That's why I was saying it's perfect for you.
What?
You have to grow an apocalypse beard.
Andrew, you would love to live in the Ghost in the Shell universe.
Oh, cyberpunk.
Totally, yeah. Oh man. Except for that's terrifying too.
Well, but yeah.
But isn't there like singularity in?
Yeah, but that's just it. Like generally in my cyberpunk universes, you kind of want to stray away from singularity rather than being.
Which is totally what. Ghost
in the Shell
goes
is,
towards,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That was a difficult one. I absolutely know which ones I do not want to live in, though.
Which one do I have the longest chance of surviving 5 minutes? All right, well, that just strips out, like, 3/4 of anime.
Yeah, that's pretty true, yeah.
So you get there, you're like, nope, I picked the wrong one.
Though if Big Three still counts...
Should be the Gundam first.
What's Big Three?
Big Three, actually, there's more the animes, but Dragon Ball Z, Bleach, and One Piece.
Naruto.
Yeah, and Naruto's the other one. One Piece.
I don't want to live in any of those.
But I mean, like,
I
One Piece, even
jutsu,
though we've never, like I've never seen One Piece, but I know that all the pirates have their own cool little pirate powers.
Yeah, they eat a fruit in the series, and it gives them their own unique power.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest, though. It's, you know, it turned me off of One Piece. It's the fans.
But that's because it's a big three anime.
Yeah,
big three animes turn out like that. Yeah. Though I do like Bleach, I will say.
Yeah, Bleach.
Yeah.
Is,
yeah, I like Naruto.
I do like Naruto too.
See, I don't feel Naruto's like Bleach cool. is one of the big three though. I feel like it's definitely the other three because like I can stand
Dragon
Bleach.
Ball Z.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z, One Piece, and Naruto. Like the fans of those shows just drive me crazy sometimes. Whereas like Bleach fans are like, I can tolerate some of them some of the time.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you get some good Rukia cosplayers.
I know,
yeah,
right?
Do. Yeah, you do.
Or Orihime's.
Yeah.
They don't have cat ears, so...
It just doesn't do anything for you.
You're a Ouija.
I don't understand what he just said.
He said you're a Ouija, the cat lady.
Oh, I thought he called...
One cat chick.
I thought you called me something.
You must have loved Blair and Soul Eater.
Man, the fans are going to think I'm so weird, and I'm really not. I'm really not that weird. They're just making fun of me.
He's kind of weird.
Well, I mean, he's like neat.
I think
he's like neat weird.
But like... cat girls are cool. They're aesthetically pleasing characters because they're cute.
But,
so, I mean, why wouldn't they be
but
cute?
I feel like if you didn't... Here's a question I don't think anyone's asking. At what point do they stop needing the litter box and
start using the toilet?
Yeah, how much of the anatomy do they need to not have to not use the litter box?
Well, I imagine
my
hands
question,
and feet.
Because
I mean, opposable thumbs. That's kind of
well. That might just help them use the litter box more effectively.
It's just the ears and the tail. They're mostly human. They just have ears and tail. Well, that's a cat girl.
You know, I'm ignorant to whatever the word you
see. And I know people that have had both ears and tails at the same time too.
Okay.
What?
Yeah. No. It's like a thing. Some people have like little vestibule. Like everybody's got ears.
Alrighty.
Oh, okay, you're talking about that. Okay, whatever.
You took a turn on sarcastic street.
I can't believe I left you guys like not on. I just
he's still in Moneyville, I guess.
Dreaming about Moneyville.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anywho, I think it will start wrapping it up now.
Yeah. So yeah, guys. So fans, if you want to say
our left,
if you want to tell us how wrong we are about which animes are actually the big three, or you want to make fun of me for liking Cat Girls or anything like that, email us.
Zac Efron.
Or if you're Zac Efron, say hey, I'm Zac Efron and I love Wicked anime. Why not?
I can think of a few reasons, but go on.
Maybe you want to see us read a fan fiction. Send us a fan fiction.
That actually reminds me.
Oh, no.
A friend of ours sent me this Tumblr. I'm sorry, I forgot the name of the Tumblr, but it...
Just go to Tumblr.com, you'll find it.
But it's just a page where they post horrible, horrible fan fictions that are just unreadable. And not just unreadable because they're grammatically bad or anything like that. I mean, the content.
So by unreadable, he means look forward to it next time on...
Anyway, so yeah, email us something. Email us random crap. Say you like the show. Say you hate the show. We don't care. Say you hate Sean. Just email us at...
incredulous look.
wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That's wickedanimereviews@gmail.com.
Don't email you hate me.
We don't hate
Sean. I'll find you.
We don't hate Sean. You might hate Sean. We don't hate Sean.
That's why I'm on the podcast, jerk faces.
Well, now they hate
now,
you.
Yeah,
I know. Job, Sean.
And you can also find our videos at youtube.com/wickedanime. Find us on Nerdy Show.
Wicked Anime Reviews.
That's right. youtube.com/wickedanimereviews.
Just go to YouTube. You'll find it.
You'll find it.
There's only like two videos.
There's not. There's more than two.
On YouTube?
This is the second time I've made that joke. You let the first one
fly. Sean and I are back on... We're on a stoop on Sarcastic Street, just throwing rocks.
Find us on Nerdy Show, nerdyshow.com/wickedanime. And you can also find us other places, I guess.
Facebook.
Find us on Facebook, guys. Facebook.com/wickedanime.
I think you guys got me at work.
And you know...
for your paperclip needs. Oh no, sorry.
Let it go.
All right. And I think that's all we have for today. So do we want to say goodbye? The only way we know how to say goodbye?
I don't know.
Goodbye!
Wicked A!